Alistair.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Slightly overly warm. Slowly warm.
Slowly warm.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing another live stream tonight and the shed is gonna be baking.
Oh, who needs a sauna when you've got an old shed?
It's gonna be like a smelly sauna full of things from my past.
A lawnmower that doesn't work, but a spider lives in it.
Too many spiders live in it.
Yeah.
So what I've been out in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
Literally been out in the fields looking for stuff.
Wandering in fields, hoping to see a thing.
Yes. Well, that is what people who joined my Insta Live on Sunday saw.
Oh, you live streamed the process of being in a field?
Walking around a field looking for something that I couldn't find. I was looking for Grimm's Ditch.
Oh, the legendary Grimm's Ditch.
And looking for a ditch in the countryside is, I mean, there's no synonym for it, really. It's exactly like looking for a ditch in the countryside. It's really difficult because there's lots of undulating ground. And if you're looking for a ditch that's a few thousand years old, we'll say, it's tough. Didn't find it.
Yeah, it's a bit like looking for some hay in a haystack.
Thanks for joining me, though. Lots of people, I just sort of lusted after trees because there were some really good looking trees.
Okay, right. Is that what we do now?
Yeah, sexy trees.
We objectify sexy trees?
That's what I do. So I also went out with Kian doing some filming for a field report and I met a man by a stone who told me loads about Grimm's Ditch.
What? You met the old man of Grimm's Ditch?
I met an old man by a stone who was an expert on Grimm's Ditch. I haven't looked at the footage yet to see if he came out on camera. He referred to a study by someone called Copeland, very disparagingly.
Copeland. You don't take Copeland seriously, do you, James?
He said, don't get me started. But I did look up this Copeland study and I found a very fun bit about this ditch, which may be why the guy didn't like it, but I don't know. Apparently there's at least one section of this ditch that was dug up potentially as a sort of protective thing against the Roman invaders, and it was almost immediately filled in. So I don't know whether they just sort of dug it and thought, nah, I don't like it. You know, I've done it now and I've decided I don't like it, fill it straight in, or they just got, oh, they'd spent so long digging the ditch that they, when they should have been fighting Romans, that they just got beaten by Romans and got made to fill it in again. So what it is, it was like a border sort of for a sort of quite a big area, 80 kilometres squared.
Wow.
Yeah, that's 4 Disneyland Parises.
4 Disneyland Paris.
Du Paris, ouais.
Euro Disney's.
Le Euro Disney.
Oh, so,
it's
sorry, that's my phone.
French accent alarm going off.
That's the French. Oh, dear. It's Sarkozy and he's
I
not
like
happy.
That they're calling on a landline. Hello?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je suis désolé.
J'ai oublié mon petit déjeuner. I don't know if you know I speak a little French.
Yeah, I was just realizing I don't know how to apologize in French because I never had any intention of apologizing to a French person.
It's pretty much 2 Swindons, this area.
Wow.
0.75 of a San Francisco. It's big.
I got into a big argument with someone on YouTube. I did a YouTube video,
yes,
making fun of Scandi Noirs, where I implied that they took place in small locations. Mm-hmm. So I said the killer could be anyone in Helgesund. That's over 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's very funny. But this person didn't agree because they said Scandinavian dramas are set in really urban areas like Copenhagen and Malmo. And it's like, these are small places, aren't they? You've just listed not big cities. Their argument was, you know, it's not like Midsummer Murders.
Mm.
But if Midsummer is the size of Oxfordshire, its population is the same as the population of Stockholm.
I always find the more time you spend in Stockholm, nicer it is. Join us for a live stream tonight. Oh, and if you want to do your homework, check out the Chipping Norton episode and the Rollwright Stones episode.
Oh, nice. A little revision guide there.
There's a reading list for this one.
Yeah, yeah. A little reading list. That's very good. But do remember, drink plenty of water and take breaks.
Don't take any of these concentration pills.
No.
Mugs
no,
game.
No.
I'll see you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. So the live stream.
YouTube.
So you can find our live stream at 8:30 p.m. British Summer Time tonight. That's the 10th of June on twitch.tv /lawmenpod.
And on YouTube by searching Lawmen Podcast.
Basically, if you Google pro streamer.
Yeah, that'll be us. That'll be us.
We're the main people doing streaming.
Yep.
We're getting easily double figures.
Yep.
Watching these. We're getting over 7 people.
Yep, 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 yep. Evidently, some people just come to watch the beginning.